Thanks for listening to the Campus Collective podcast. As always, we pray that this resource is a helpful supplement for you as a follower of Jesus and as an active member in your local church. We love God's design for His church, and we believe that this resource could never substitute the incredible things that come from active involvement with a community of believers. Campus Collective is a ministry of Huntington Community Church. To learn more, visit our website at huntingtoncommunitychurch.com. Hello and welcome back to our podcast, 95 Meditations Through Colossians with Campus Collective. I'm your host, Andrew O'Callaghan, and I'm here once more with Luke Hamm. Luke, what do you have to share with us today?
What's up, Andrew? Excited to be here again. We're going to look at Colossians 1, 23 today. So it says, "If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister." So I think this verse could be difficult for many of us at first glance, but I think once we dissect it, it's actually a rock of confidence and hope. Here's where I can see how we might struggle at first. When you see, "if indeed you continue in the faith," I think we can hear that and isolate that little phrase and fixate on it. But I think it's so important that we always keep everything in context. Look at the rest of the text. "Stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel." If you mistakenly took this verse to mean that you continue in the faith depended on you keeping it, that would be shifting from the hope of the gospel. So you're doing the very thing that the verse is actually condemning by thinking that you're the one that have to keep it. Because then you wouldn't be hoping in Christ to keep you, but your own works and your own actions and your own strength and abilities to keep you. And that's where I think we can find incredible hope and confidence as we actually look at this verse in context, where Paul has just told us that we have no ability to keep ourselves or to attain it on our own anyways. The good news of the gospel is not that you're fighting for victory, but that you're fighting from victory, right? So Jesus has already won this battle for us. So then what is our responsibility? What is Paul saying here? I want you to use this verse more like a litmus test in your faith. When you see verses like this, they're meant to get us to pause and kind of examine ourselves. Is our hope shifting away from the gospel? Are we taking hold of our own works as our confidence? Are we taking hold of this world and just forsaking Christ altogether? Or are we holding on to the gospel? Our, quote, "not shifting hope" is not stable because of our own working, but rather because our hope is truly anchored in the gospel. And that's what this verse is pointing us to. We need to examine ourselves and say, are we truly anchored in the gospel, or are we just trying it out? And if we say, yes, I still see my need for Jesus. I'm still repenting of sin. I'm not confident because I'm good. I'm confident because Jesus is good. Then we can say, yes, my hope is in the gospel. And the gospel will never change. And this leads us to a place of rock-solid confidence. So that's the hope we can take from this verse, and that it points us to that if our hope is stable in the gospel and not shifting one way or the other, that we can be sure of the continued and steadfast hope that the gospel gives us.
Yeah, and I love that you've centered us there on the word hope in that verse, the hope of the gospel specifically. Earlier on in the podcast, near the beginning of Colossians, Paul says that he has heard of the love that they have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for them in Christ. And so it is this hope that you're right. This should be a test for us, reminding ourselves of our hope, because hope motivates. Hope motivates us because of what we know awaits for us in heaven, the reward of Christ. We are willing to lay aside all things. We are willing to sacrifice all things, to do all things, to be all things, to win people for the gospel and to suffer for Christ's sake, whatever it may take. Elsewhere in the scripture, it says, "Do not fear man who can only kill the body and after that have nothing they can do. Fear God, of course, who can kill both the body and the soul in hell." And so when we remember the hope, if we have truly shifted from that hope, what we might see then is that we are willing to compromise. We're willing to, we won't sacrifice. We won't lay down our lives, but it won't necessarily be that grand. It will be, we aren't willing to forsake social standing. We aren't willing to forsake the comforts that we desire. And so that's a good question. It's like, are we so centered in our hope that we're willing to forsake all things, or is the hope unappealing to us? Because in that case, we have shifted.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Luke, for sharing that with us today. I hope that you keep yourselves anchored in the hope that we have in Christ, which is stored up for us in heaven right now. And I hope this has been an encouragement to you, and I hope you will continue with us tomorrow as we journey through 95 Meditations in Colossians.